This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, today I'm trying something new. I am trying a podcast. Normally, you can find my writing over at redheadranting.com, even though I haven't updated it in months probably. But I've always wanted to do a podcast, and I've had the means to do it. I've got the setup. I took courses. I went to a workshop last year, spending a lot of time, you know, learning how to do this, and never get around to it because it's work gets in the way. It just seems like the last thing I ever get to. So, that said, today I decided I was going to do it, no matter what, and here we are. A friend of mine who's in broadcasting suggested that if I really want to do this, I need to sit down and talk for, I think he said, 8 minutes at a time, over and over and over again. And he said it's going to suck, but keep doing it and it'll get better. So just so you know, I don't have a script right now. I was going to write down things that I wanted to talk about, but if I were to do that, I wouldn't do it. So I just decided to just start talking. I will be posting this on my blog, and I don't know where else yet. I have to figure that out after I'm done with this. So, might be a little weird, might be kind of all over the place, but really this is just me practicing. So, stick with me, and we might have some fun. Okay, so, what I did want to talk about were a few things today. One is, it's election day. Hopefully you went out and voted. Please vote. Not progressive, moderate, or to the right would be my recommendation, but that's only because I just want some of this madness that we have going on to end. I have a lot of liberal friends, and I love them. They're great. They're not crazy, but they're not running the show anymore. It's the progressives that are ruining this country and, frankly, the world. And that's not hyperbole. I went and voted. We do ranked choice voting in Minnesota. And last night when I was looking up all the different candidates and, you know, really, and it's just city council and the school board. So this is one of those elections that most people skip because they don't care. And I was happy to see that the polling places were actually very busy and there were a lot of American flags on bumper stickers. On the bumpers of cars. So that was nice to see. And anyway, the candidates running for both city council and the school board, most of them, all of them except maybe one, were progressives. Like, not just progressives, but endorsed by the Socialist Democratic Association or whatever they are called. I don't even know. So I don't want to vote for them. I don't want to vote for them on so many levels, but And I ended up voting for somebody who's probably crazy. Usually the ones in Minnesota, especially where this is a very, it's just owned by the DFL, which if you're not from here, we have Democratic Farmer Labor instead of just Democrat. And I could explain it to you if I had more time, but I'm not going to. You can look it up, and I'm sure there's somebody else who can explain it a lot better. It goes back to, obviously, getting the farmers, because we're used to be at least more farming than anything else here. In fact, outside of this Twin Cities, it's pretty moderate to right-leaning. It's just in the cities where we're... But there's so many of the liberals or the progressives that, you know, they just have transformed this into Seattle. Or, I don't know what, not quite Portland or San Francisco, but we're getting there. You can't go down any of the main, you know, thoroughfares without people begging on the streets. We never had that 10 years ago, even. They're out in the suburbs. And these are, you know, drug addicts. A lot of them are being, you know, exploited, you know, for sex trafficking, that sort of thing. And frankly, that it's because of the policies that we have that we now have people doing this, you know, begging on the streets. There are families, women with their children, standing over the, you know, overpass to highway entrances, begging for money. And it's just so horribly sad. And we could fix the problem, but they don't. And so I will not vote for a Democrat until they pull their heads out of their asses and start actually fixing the problems that we have, instead of just pushing, you know, equity and transgender ideology, which is so also harmful in and of itself. Got off on a tangent. Anyway, we have ranked choice voting here, which means you vote for the person you want to vote for, and then you vote for your second choice. So if the first person doesn't win, who would you then like to have as, you know, fill that seat? And today I've decided I'm not voting for these people. We've got some really vile people that are trying to be on the city council, and I won't even give them a vote. So I wrote in Mickey Mouse and Chili Willy and a couple other people. So I'm just not going to give them a vote. I did vote for the one person who seemed rational, who was not about defunding the police. In fact, she wanted to refund the police and, you know, stop the crime that's so prevalent here, and do some other things. I don't think she's going to win. I really doubt it. But if we don't start putting more people out there who represent these values, we may as well. I mean, it's either that or I got to move. And I'm running out of places to move, and Texas is hot. So I guess what I want to say is vote, especially in these little local elections, because it really does start with the city council and the school board. The school board is pushing all of this shit onto our kids, and it just, they get indoctrinated. And I know I don't have my tinfoil hat on, but I know I sound crazy. I, you know, that's the thing about this time we're living in is I'm not a crazy person. I am pretty rational. I'm pretty easygoing. I'm, you know, I question things. I am a skeptic. And I just cannot understand how we've gotten here, where you cannot say that a man is a man or a trans woman is a man. And you argue for same-sex spaces and you get shut down. You get called a bigot for just not wanting men in female spaces. Or these pro-Palestinian protests that are going on all over the place and on college campuses and all over the world. It just floors me that there are so many people that support the state, or not the state, but that support Hamas, or the Palestinians that support Hamas. And I understand, I get the whole two sides, you know, and the Palestinians didn't ask for this. the Israelis did not either. And I don't know enough. I know enough, probably, certainly to make my, to know where I stand, but I can't get into the details of the Gaza Strip and, you know, the Middle East. It goes so far back, and I don't know that we're ever going to solve the problem. And I think that's what has me kind of unnerved now, is I don't see a solution to any of these things that are happening. I don't see a solution to the Middle East without drastic and considerable death. You know, you have to just end Hamas. And I don't think that that's ultimately going to solve the problem. You'll have another Hamas come in because it's such a complicated, or because it's such a fanatical ideology or idea or religion. I don't fucking know. I'm not even able to say what I want to say. But my point is, all of these ideas that used to be kind of fringe, like transgenderism and I don't even know what else. I guess those are the two. Well, not even the two. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying right now. I'm going to quit this while I'm ahead. I think I've been talking for 10 minutes, which is better than 8. And I will pick up in the second round.